Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't believe this, man. I've been here all day. I can't believe this. I cannot believe we just traded Michael Parsons.
Well, there you go. That was a dejected Michael Irvin yesterday. Michael Irvin. After
it sounded like Michael called. He called Michael. Michael.
Did he?
It sounded like he did.
It's dude. It's close. I'm telling you.
But this is taking over the show. Michael Micah controversy.
Again, I feel very vindicated. Dude, you accidentally called him Michael.
I did not accidentally call him Michael. I said Micah.
We ran the tape.
And I said Micah. Mm-mm. I said it fast.
I'm defending you. I think you said Micah.
Micah.
Mm-mm. I think.
Are you serious?
That's Micah.
I think it was.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Mm.
I said Micah.
You called him Michael, man. TK heard it.
Okay, fine.
I'm backing my guy.
But but the bottom line is this: I'm not Jerry Jones, and I'm not negotiating a contract with him. And if I'm trying to get Micah Parsons to stay, the bottom line is I have to pronounce his name.
Well, I don't disagree. I'm just saying.
Yeah. but
it's easy to mess up.
No, but to your point, it did sound like Michael Irvin said Michael Parsons.
Yep.
It did. Because I mean Michael Irvin, let's face it, he's a Jerry Jones plant. I mean he got played. Yeah, he is.
Got played.
I mean, let's face it, Jerry Jones has used Michael Irvin to try to get his message across, and that was great audio yesterday. And this is the best part, because this was right before the trade happened. Michael Irvin, talking about Micah Parsons and what was going to happen, how this whole thing was going to play out.
Michael Parsons, hey, look, you can report all you want. There's no way they're allowing Michael Parsons to go anywhere. All of it, all of this is part of the negotiations. And as I talked to Jerry the other day on my podcast, and he was talking about it the other day when he tried to make that offer, he said somebody told him to shove it up his rear and all of that. Honestly, it blew my mind. It blew my mind that any kind of conversation like that would be going on in a situation like this. Michael Parsons, I want him to take control of this thing and say, I don't care about you two and whatever y'all got going. Get y'all butts in a room and get my money on that paper. That's what you need to be doing. So I'm hoping that's what gets done. But I guarantee Michael Parsons not going anywhere. Jerry's not that crazy. This is all what we call just negotiation stuff.
That is amazing. I didn't realize he said that.
He said, Jerry ain't that crazy.
And that's why he was so dejected in that sound, because I think he knows, oh, no, he's not on Jerry's good side anymore.
Oh, my God, I can't believe this, man.
No, because it's everything that we're talking about.
It's the best day ever, man.
It's the level of disrespect that was displayed.
Yeah.
And Micah, whatever. He disrespected me.
It is just great, like the coping that is going on in Dallas right now, too. Because they're trying to put their spin. I've seen some people trying to justify this trade. It's unjustifiable. It's a terrible trade. Here was our sister station yesterday, 105.3 The Fan, giving their take after all this went down.
I don't give a damn about Micah Parsons. He's the enemy now. Week 4 just became the biggest game in the NFL season. Packers at Cowboys, AT&T Stadium.
Revenge
game. You'll
hear
it right here on your home of Dallas Cowboys football, 105.3 The Fan. But what did the Cowboys get? Is it just the two ones? Is there a player that we don't know about yet? And I think I would have tried to push this thing for more, but the Cowboys clearly were saying, screw this. We want to get rid of this guy. This isn't going to work for us. I am just blown away and stunned that they actually did this. I did not think we would live in a world where Jerry and Steven would move a player of the status of a Micah Parsons. And I would like to applaud them for doing so.
Yes, I'll
because
join you in
I think
applause.
Big picture, yeah. This is great for the organization.
Were they on a remote? Because it was just the one guy clapping. Nobody joined him in giving the Cowboys a standing round of applause for trading a future Hall of Fame pass rusher.
It, before I say anything, is that the show that Jerry threatened to get them fired? Is that the same show, or is that a different show?
You have got to be smoking something.
Is that
no,
is that
so the, he goes on the morning show. I think that was their afternoon show.
Yeah. Okay.
Credit to that guy for sneaking in the little promo, though, the home of the Dallas Cowboys.
So,
105.3 The Fan.
They're a sister station, right?
Yeah.
Whoever that host was.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was the stupidest take that I've ever heard. No disrespect. With all due respect.
With all due respect.
But that was stupid. You sat there and you should have just read from a script.
Yeah.
Like, you should have read from a script. Like, you let everybody know that you eat breakfast every Sunday at Jerry Jones' house by saying exactly what you said.
Exactly.
Because ain't no way on God's green earth. How is this better for the Cowboys?
It's not.
Tell me how is this better for the Cowboys? In what way? You got two first round picks from a team that's going to be a playoff team, and Michael Parsons is going to help them get to the playoffs. So how is that helping you? And you got a 30-year-old D tackle. You trade away a 26-year-old guy for a 30-year-old D tackle, and you got better. Explain to me how.
But Hugh, let me just play devil's advocate for a second. Kenny Clark is really good against the run. Like, he's very – he only had one sack last year.
You said that was sarcastic.
But he's very good against the run.
This is a – what – okay.
I'm being sarcastic.
I understand. No, I know you are. Yes. And I understand there we have to have some tay-to-tay. This is a passing league, right? What was the one of the biggest reasons why we won the Super Bowl last year? Is because they couldn't get to Jalen Hurts, right? They couldn't get to him. And – for you to sit there and trade away a pass rusher of his caliber, and then for that guy at our sister station to go on the air with a straight face knowing that they're coming to – two things that came to mind. You're coming to Philadelphia the first game of the season, and you sit there and say with a straight face that the most important game is the fourth game of the season? Like, seriously?
Right.
And what on what planet or what team did you play for that the fourth game is the most important game? What about those other three?
Yeah.
Now, if anybody – let me stop because I'm – see, listen. Sister Station, all that. That was the stupidest thing that I've heard anybody say on the air. That was straight up stupid.
The most valuable things in the NFL are quarterback, offensive tackle, and pass rusher. I mean, they're the three most valuable things. Trading Micah Parsons makes no sense. It's a horrible move, bottom line.
This grown-ass man that does a radio station text said the most important game of the season for the – let me go look at the Dallas Cowboys schedule.
Yeah,
well, he said the most important game is the Green Bay game. The Green Bay
because
game.
Because they know their season's over. That's all they have.
Like, Cowboy fans, that like what's his name said on Black Panther? Is this your king? That's your man's? Is that your man's down there telling y'all that?
Absolutely awful trade. Let's go to Thomas and Broomall. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, last night's game, Schwarber on fire. I wasn't expecting four from him last night. I'm just glad that, we won one after the next series. I'm still a little ticked off with that series just because, you know, everything from last year. And is there a chance that we see them in the playoffs? I don't know where the Mets are in the wild card race, but, I mean, you think we might face them?
Well, yeah, yes. It's a real possibility, Thomas. Yeah. I mean, if the Phillies end up being if the Phillies end up being the three seed, the Mets are probably going to be the six, which would mean they play a three game series in the wild card round. Now, the good news would be all those games would be in Philadelphia. And if the Eagles or if the Phillies get the two, then the Dodgers would probably be the three. Then you'd have the bye and you'd face the winner of Dodgers Mets.
Gotcha, with the bad names. So I saw Garrett Stubbs a couple of years ago. I asked for his autograph, and I called him Jarrett Stubbs. And he's like, what you call me? And I'm like, no. Nah. I'm like, I don't know why I was even asking for his autograph, but I figured,
yeah,
hey,
Stubbs, I mean,
that's a pretty bad mix.
So basically, yeah, Jarrett. Okay.
So basically, I mean, he didn't give it to you after you messed up his name, and then you said you didn't want it in the first place.
Oh, so he didn't give it to you, Thomas?
I got it wrong. I got his name wrong.
But and he got mad.
I said Jarrett instead
right.
of Garrett.
But yeah. So he didn't give you the autograph?
No.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No.
Because you know why I didn't do it? Because it was disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah. To Hugh's point.
He's a backup catcher. But
that is disrespectful.
But no, but you asked for his autograph and you were mad because you screwed up his name. Now you want to talk bad about
him. He's just a backup catcher.
I was at the game last night. A coworker's son actually was the one who got the fourth home run.
Oh, my gosh.
I talked to his father. I'm like, hey, what's the offers? What's he getting? And he's like, he doesn't know yet. It happened right after. So I'm like, to have that baseball in your hands, I mean, is a great feeling. And also, hey, Jerry Jones, like, he's just making it easier for us. You know, we got Barkley from the Giants. You know, Mike is not on the Cowboys. I mean, he's just making our jobs easier to go out and win another East and hopefully win another Super Bowl.
No question about it, Thomas. What do you have? What are you bringing to a barbecue?
So I'm bringing a dessert, a banana pudding. And
okay.
You can put rum in it.
No.
I don't know if you've ever tried that before.
Stop. You might as well stop right there.
Thanks,
though.
Thomas.
Thomas bringing banana pudding and putting rum in it? We ain't doing that.
Hugh's not a fan of the banana pudding.
I love banana pudding. I don't think I'm going to like Thomas banana pudding, though, because it don't sound like Thomas know what he's doing when it comes to banana. Like, listen, TJ.
Sounds good. Banana pudding with rum in it? Sounds pretty good.
That must be a northern thing. Because I have an Aunt Jerry that's in Texas that she makes the absolute best banana pudding on the planet because she makes it with ice cream. She makes it with Bluebell ice cream. I don't know how she does it, but when I tell you she would give, like when I was living in Texas, she gave me a tub of it, and it didn't make it to the house. Like, it is that good. Like, if you want some good banana pudding, man, there needs to be somebody that makes it that has some deep southern roots that know what they're doing.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. 215-592-9494. We got Scott Fransky coming up next. It is a Fransky Friday. We'll talk to Scott. Obviously, what happened last night and the week that was for the Phillies. Calls on all this stuff we've been talking about as well. Also looking for what you're bringing to your Labor Day barbecue for a prize, Delaware State versus Norfolk State at the Link on October 30th. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio, along with Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, falls right around the corner, people. You know what that means? Two things: football season and pumpkin spice season. This year, Hatfield is taking the game to a whole new level with their newest game changer, pumpkin spice thick cut bacon. Warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery store. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.